When you hear the word mamushka, you'd be forgiven if you think it might be related to babushka, the Russian word for a grandmotherly woman. Well, it turns out that is pure fiction. Aaliyah Hercules, a chef, food stylist, and writer, first heard the term in the Addams Family movie when she was a kid back in the 1990s in post-Soviet Ukraine. She and her brother immediately began using it to refer to their mother to mean, well, a young babushka, a strong young woman. In her first cookbook, aptly named Mamushka, Recipes from the Ukraine and Eastern Europe, Aaliyah writes about the memories of the foods she ate when she was growing up. It's a collection that might surprise anyone who equates this part of the world with bleak and gray. This cuisine is fresh, cucumber salads and wilted sorrel, bright cheeses and fried pies. Let me just say that again, fried pies with fresh sour cherries. Aaliyah talked to our contributor, Washington Post food and dining editor, Joe Yonan.
Aaliyah, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure completely. Thank you for having me.
So I want to start with an obvious question. Describe the flavors of the Ukraine.
One of the most common ones and stereotypical ones are, of course, it's dill. I mean, my photographer, when we shot the book, he said, Aaliyah, we should rename your book into Dill, the cookbook. There is a lot of dill and we use it in everything. But actually, the taste of Ukraine, especially southern of Ukraine, where I come from, is freshness. Loads of herbs, kind of really balanced and complex flavors, like loads of sweet and sour. Amazing produce. These are the flavors of Ukraine. Like, there's no shortcuts. You can't use bad ingredients because we don't have many spices to hide behind. So you have got to have amazing vegetables and really, really good quality meat. You don't have to have it every day, but, you know, once a week, if you have like some really amazing free-range organic pork, these are the flavors.
I'm fascinated by the ingredients that you talk about in your book. And so I thought I'd ask you about something that, you know, we all think we know here, which is the gherkin pickle. We think of them as these little vinegared pickles. But I think in your experience, there's something much better than that.
They are. We don't actually use much vinegar in Ukraine for pickling stuff. We ferment stuff, which is a great and trendy thing right now. And, you know, when I saw this trend happening, I was just like, hold on a minute, guys. This is something that I actually grew up with. Because of necessity, really. We didn't do it for health kind of reason or for flavor. You know, we just did it because Ukrainian food was so seasonal. We grew so many wonderful things. And then in winter, we wouldn't be able to buy those fresh produce anywhere. So we'd just ferment it.
What do your gherkins, the fermented gherkins, taste like compared to ours?
My fermented gherkins taste of so many wonderful things. And most importantly, it tastes of wildness in a way. I mean, we make a little brine and we infuse it with some dill blossom. So dill tops, you know, if you can't find it, you can just use dill stalks. Then other aromatics like blackcurrant leaves. If you can't find that, it doesn't really matter. The main thing is that you get a weak brine. So some salt and some spring water, and you put your gherkins into it and you leave them out in your kitchen to go a little bit funky for a couple of days. And then once you can see that they start fermenting and the liquid is bubbling a little bit, you put it in the fridge. So the taste is, it's just incredible. It tastes alive. And if you keep them out for about 10 days, we call them yadrone agurchiki, which means they're kind of nuclear. Nuclear in the best kind of way. They're so strong. Like, it's not the vinegar kind of strong. You know, it's not, it doesn't make you go rinse your face. It's more, I don't know. It's just so deep in flavor. I really love it.
I need those gherkins. So this might be the first book in a long time, Aaliyah, that I have seen call for margarine. What is that about?
I know. I actually, you know, when I send my recipes to my publisher, I did say, okay, so my family recipes include margarine in it. If you want me to take it out, I will, and we'll just substitute it with butter. And then my publisher is just so nice that they said, look, as long as you put a note in and just say, this is all we could afford during Soviet Union, for example, you know, we want it to be as authentic as it was to your childhood. So that's why I left it in.
It was the 80s. That's what people use.
It was the 80s, yeah.
So I was so fascinated also to see you talk about sunflower oil. I had an unrefined sunflower oil for the first time. It was so nutty and so much different from the kind of boring ones that we usually see.
Oh yeah. In Ukraine, unrefined sunflower oil is a real kind of thing. And also in Georgia, it's just incredible. My grandma lives opposite a place where they make it. So we just go there with our plastic water bottles and we just fill it up and then I smuggle it into the UK. It's so nutty and it just tastes of toasted sunflower seeds. It's not, I don't know if it's for everyone. Some people have been like, oh, it's almost like sesame seed. It's so strong, but you don't need much of it. You just pour a little bit on your salad and I think it's wonderful.
You're not typically using it for cooking then. It's a finishing oil.
No. You can't use it for cooking. It's just to be used raw. Like, you definitely can't use it for frying because it will just burn.
So, Olya, if you had to pick a favorite recipe in your book, what do you think it would be?
One of them is definitely the green borscht. You know, you make a really wonderful, rich duck stock, and then you serve it with some sorrel leaves and loads of herbs and spring onions and a little bit of chopped soft-boiled egg. It's just such an amazing recipe, I think. And then another one is probably the chicken tabaka, the Georgian pressed garlic chicken. And the reason why it's wonderful is because when you cook it in the pan, it's got lots of butter and garlic in it to begin with. So it kind of gets confit in all of the garlic and butter. And then at the end, you mix it with this incredible combination of herbs. So you use red basil, if you can't find red basil, normal basil will do, dill, coriander, and a little bit of tarragon. And I know it sounds a little bit weird, but the combination of those herbs just makes it go pow. So you just add it at the very end to the butter and the garlic, and then you serve it with some bread, and imagine dipping your bread into that. It's a good dish.
Olya, the food just sounds lovely. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope it gets people excited about Ukrainian food.
Olya Hercules is author of Mamushka, Recipes from Ukraine and Eastern Europe. Joe Yonan is the author of Eat Your Vegetables, Bold Recipes for the Single Cook. Now, you're going to want to head over to splendidtable.org to find Olya's recipe for garlicky Georgian poussin and Georgian plum chutney. Because if you're anything like me, that segment has made you very, very hungry.